Hey, Dio.
Hey, Jim.
Do you like dark chocolate?
Yes.
Wait. Yeah. So are we sitting on a share right now? On shares? And
we're sitting on shares eating chocolate?
Well, we're not eating chocolate, but we're talking about it. Get us some dark chocolate.
Yes.
And you probably know why I did that.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about chakras.
Chakras or chakras.
Everybody says chakra, but it's spelled a CH. Chakra.
I think in the Sanskrit it is chakra. Also.
Yeah, it is. It's this fucking CH. I don't know why that bugs me so much, but it does.
So, welcome
to the Intimacy Cadre
Podcast.
Yep.
Where we talk about all things intimacy, low tech.
Yeah, we haven't said that for a while, is that we don't edit. We keep it short and sweet and deep.
We do a little bit of noise cancellation.
Yeah,
but that's it.
Yeah, it's just so it's not totally annoying. And yeah.
Yeah.
You get what you get. Sometimes it's probably like annoying.
But I think it's probably not.
Yeah, it's pretty good for as low tech as we're rolling.
Right. Well, we have some faithful listeners, so we must be doing something right for them. And most people haven't heard of it, so share it. If you like it, please share it. My friend Kate asked me, can I share your podcast with a friend? I'm like, of course you can.
No, it's private.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody to listen.
So today we're going to talk about chakras.
Chakras.
As it relates to intimacy, sexuality.
What the hell is a chakra?
What is a chakra? That's a good question.
Yeah, tell me.
So I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I'm not a chakra expert.
Oh, come on. Come on, Jim.
But
would that be a Chexpert?
Chexpert. Anyway, chakras in Eastern philosophy are these energy centers. And most commonly, they're thought of to be seven of them, though there are many dozens,
7,000.
Or you could think of them as the continuum on the light spectrum, in which case they could be infinite, or you could think of them as low as two, honestly. You could have your material or your spiritual chakras, right? You could think of it all kinds of ways. But typically, the most common way is to think of them as seven, arranged around the colors of the rainbow, rising kind of in a straight line from your root or your base, although there are some people say that those are different chakras, but your root or base chakra, which starts right at your
chode.
Yes. So under your genitals, in that area, and that chakra extends down to your feet all the way to the center of the earth, essentially, all the way up through your crown, which is actually above your head, which extends out and connects to the rest of the universe.
The universe.
And so the thinking is that we have these energy centers, and the more imbalance they are, the more imbalance we are as people. That if our energies are in balance, we will be in balance too. And how this comes up in our intimacy work is, as you know, I've somewhat of a follower of Margot Anand.
Somewhat. We like name drop her in every episode.
Every episode. And Margot wrote a couple books. One, The Art of Sexual Ecstasy. Another one called The Art of Sexual Magic. And in each of these books, she talks about moving sexual energy through the chakra system.
AKA Pussy Rocket, if you're a woman.
And in her thinking, you move it up from the sex organs, which typically sex organs are identified in the second chakra, the sacral chakra. But in her teachings, it's actually in the root itself.
Which you're makes using... a lot of sense, actually, to me.
Yeah, whether it but makes whatever. Sense or not.
I'm sure there's argument. Everybody's arguing about what's real, what's not, where it is, what it includes, where it, yeah.
Yeah, to me, none of that's important. But if you think of it as beginning there and you breathe up through the system, the more you breathe up through the chakra system, the more sexual energy you're moving. And if you can ultimately get it up all the way up to the crown, you can reach your own orgasmic state of bliss, mm-hmm. whether you're having a genital orgasm or not.
Yeah.
The other thing is, with chakras, is that I am a facilitator of something called Chakra Dance, that I actually went through a whole facilitator program, training program. I've done it twice. And have done other programs in chakra dance and facilitated classes. And that's a dance movement practice that I think is beautiful. And we're going to be doing it at our workshop in May, our weekend workshop, Intimacy Playground. May 5th through 7th.
Boulder Hot Springs. Boulder, Montana.
IntimacyCadre.org.
Org.
Orgy.
Orgy.
Orgasm.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So there's a lot there that interests me, but it doesn't necessarily been... It hasn't been something that's always interested you, right? You've had some resistance.
As far as chakras goes.
As to chakras.
Yeah, I'm just annoyed with anything that... And everything that is, like, trendy.
Yeah.
You know, when... As the dragon lady... mm-hmm. For any of you who know who that was, and being involved with plants and teas for so long, people only really knew what chamomile was. And in the essential oil world, it's like lavender. In the energy medicine world, it's like Reiki. Mm-hmm. Those are the really common, like, and doing all the spiritual studies that I've done throughout the years, I just have gotten really annoyed with the chakra thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly why, except for the trendy piece and whatever. Chakra, people saying it that way.
So
I get annoyed by that stuff.
But would you think that there... It makes sense that we have energy centers in our body that have different focuses.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that I just didn't always like to name those things. And I feel like they expanded or shrunk or shape-shifted or...
Yeah, I agree. These things can become too dogmatic.
Yeah.
So when we say, oh, the sex organs, and you're starting to argue about which chakra it's in.
Our human brains always need to figure shit out.
Or I was once at a chakra meditation where a woman was really upset because the heart chakra is associated with the color green. And she just kept seeing her heart as blue or purple. I can't remember which color. And she started crying because she thought she was doing it wrong.
I'm doing it wrong. It's like we're always setting each other up or ourselves up for failure.
So I'm something of an agnostic on whether these things are actually where they say they are or any of that. I don't really care about that question. But I do believe that there are energy centers, and it could be that your heart chakra is in your head and your root chakras in your heart, like all of these things could be all jumbled up, but the concepts that there are these things, if we focus in them and move in them and concentrate in them, and they are real distinctions we can make in our body. There's parts of our body that deal with our confidence, like that's traditionally the solar plexus, but it doesn't have to be in the solar plexus. It could be somewhere else. But to say that confidence isn't something that we have to focus on as people, or our sexuality, or our heart, or forgiveness, or our intuition, or all the things that the chakras are about, to me, it these things would still be relevant human questions, whether you organize them in chakras or organize them some other way. And I find the chakra organization just to be a really helpful thing, because they really are distinct, and yet there are ways that they work together, and I'm really interested in that piece of it. And I do think sexual energy being one energy, as it moves through other energies in us, our heart energy or intuitive energy, that becomes important, integrating that sexual energy with other parts of us. And that'll make everything more alive, but also it'll make our sexuality more alive if we bring our intuition into it, bring our voice into it, bring our sense of connectedness into it. Like, how many times have we said in sex, it's important to feel connected? Well, that's a crown chakra idea, connection. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing all these other energetic ideas into our sexual energy, and we're bringing our sexual energy into all of these other things. And the sexual energy is very creative and forceful and fiery. And, you know, if that's also part of our intuition, for instance, if I have a fiery, wild, creative intuition, how much better is my imagination going to be? So that's one of the reasons I enjoy.
I love your take on things.
So rather than say, this is how it has to be, I'm thinking, well, yeah, but we need something like this.
It's nice to have some kind of system to explain things a certain way or organize them a certain way, like you said.
And for me, how I've been taught does tend to be that way. Like the way that we dance in chakra dance, which is a really cool dance where, do you want me to go into what chakra dance is?
Yeah.
So chakra dance is, so some people here have done ecstatic dancing or free dancing, basically dancing without any moves, or five rhythms dancing. We've talked about that in a dance episode. Well, in chakra dance, it's kind of like that, only the music, rather than associate with a rhythm or building energy like an ecstatic dance, is focused on each of these energy centers. So there are dances, there's music specifically created for the root chakra or the sacral chakra, or on and on and on. And again, there are no moves, just like in other ecstatic dancing. And another difference is your dance is much more inward. You could be in a room full of people, but you're not focused on other people. You're focused on your own dance. A lot of people who do chakra dance prefer to be blindfolded. I don't prefer to be blindfolded. I prefer to, but I still lower my eyes when I do it. And so that's a bit of a difference between other kinds of ecstatic dance, but you still are, through some facilitation and some of this music, focusing on these energy centers. And you can take these suggestions from the facilitator or not take them, but you're in your own dance and your own process. And I found all kinds of amazing things happen to me when I engage in this practice. Including the ability to move sexual energy around, but also basically get to know myself better and become more in balance with myself and discover what in me feels more in balance and more out of balance. All of those things help me become more intimate with myself and know myself more deeply.
Yay.
So you've done chakra dance with me. Uh-huh. What was your feeling about chakra dance?
I was so curious because when we first got together, that was on your profile and stuff, you doing like the sacral dance or something like that. And
I think it was solar plexus.
But it was solar plexus? Well, okay,
it's all whatever. Yeah, 22.
I was very curious to try it with you or to dance it with you. And we did it twice together, or three times or four times or something like that. Whatever. Every time that I did it, I had a really profound experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there really is something to this. Mm-hmm. So trusting in your experience and wanting to explore the things that are important to you, I was open to it and wanting to check it out. And then I was every time really blown away by my experience.
What, anything in particular that blew you away that you care to share?
I remember the mandala piece.
Right. So that's another thing that we do. So it's a dance, but the practice of chakra dance actually involves some still meditation, the moving meditation pieces, which we think of as chakra dance. And then there's also a mandala art exercise, which is its own exercise. It may or may not be related to whatever you dance, but it usually follows immediately after the dance. So a lot of times whatever came up in the dance tends to come up in the mandala, but it doesn't have to. It's its own creative exercise. So if chakra dance is creative movement, spontaneous creative movement, mandala is that with your art.
Yeah, that. So I, through that part of the experience, had some really beautiful insights about myself and my life moving forward. And
I remember one where you talked about whatever was behind visions. Your throat. Do you remember that?
A little bit about the back of my throat being supported. Yeah, because we're always talking about supporting the back of the heart and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, oh my God, what about the back of the throat?
Yeah, because...
So that our voice is supported.
Right, because people are always like, speak your truth, speak your truth. Yeah. Well, how do you speak your truth?
You need a little support back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that came out of you had been thinking about it anyway, but it came really out in a chakra dance, which was really cool.
I remember having some cool visuals with, I think it was Pele. Was it Pele?
The soccer player?
No, the goddess of fire.
Kali?
Or Kali. Pele's a god. Oh. She's the volcanic goddess woman. Anyway. Yeah.
So, yeah. That happens. A lot of chakra dances focus on goddess work. Tends to be overwhelmingly women who do it. And a lot of the motifs are... I've never seen... it was founded by a woman named Natalie Southgate in Australia, who's a friend of mine. And she never does god work. It's always goddess work. But there's also a lot of angel work, a lot of interesting things around that. There's a lot of breath work also in the meditations, practices, and chakra dance as well. Mm-hmm. That in some of the deeper dive stuff.
Why do you think that there aren't many men in general when it comes to any kind of things like this?
Well, my view in chakra dance is I believe it's been so dominated by women in part. So it's not just that men aren't doing this stuff. I think all the marketing is women. Mm-hmm. Every testimonial in her book about chakra dance is women. It doesn't look like it's inviting men.
Oh, yeah.
Even though in the wording she is, the music is actually mostly done by a man, the official chakra dance music. So there's that piece of it. So some of it, I think, is internal to chakra dance. It's only an accident that I found it through my own tantra work and mistaking a meditation I did called Chakra Wisdom. I thought it was called Chakra Dance, and I went looking for Chakra Dance and found it. men in general, I don't have great answers for it. I do think women have, in general, being oppressed for so long, have looked for ways to re-empower themselves. And men have not done that because men have not felt any need to, I suppose. And I think men are very tight. Actually, if I think anyone needs chakra dance the most, it's men. Because it's a gentle practice that'll free you up without judgment. You don't have to worry about other men watching you like, you look at you dance, because nobody's watching you dance.
Right.
So it could be freeing and opening. And I've had men in my classes, and it's been great for them. In fact, I tend to get 50-50 men, women when I do a class. But as far as facilitators, yeah, I'm a kind of a lone wolf.
You're the only one in the entire world?
I was once one of only 5 or 6. Now, in the new facilitators group, I don't see any men, I don't think. Just me.
What a trip.
So there might be a few others who are officially still, but yeah, so it's 99% female facilitated.
Amazing.
To the point that some of the women don't realize there are men or a man there.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting perspective, to be tokenized as a man. And,
yeah.
But anyway, that's a whole other thing. I'm kind of interested also in the sexual energy piece of chakra dance, and I had my own insights that have nothing to do with anything I learned from Natalie Southgate, but may have something to do with Margot Anand, because Margot Anand, in her book The Art of Sexual Magic, talks about, as you raise this energy and get into this blissful state, raising the energy through your chakra system, the next thing you can do with that is, once you're in this blissful state, start intuiting the things you want and manifesting them in your life. And that sounds hocus pocus, like true magic, but I've really had these things happen. I've had sexual experiences where things I have seen have happened, but I've also had them happen during chakra dance. Because before I was with you and girlfriend before you, I was not having much sex for years, but I was doing things like chakra dance. And I was like, well, if we're moving energy around, why shouldn't I be able to move the energy? And I've been reading The Art of Sexual Magic. Why couldn't I do this through my movement practice? Why couldn't I do it through dance? Especially if I'm focused in the chakras. So I've developed this practice within chakra dance. This is not something Natalie teaches. This is my own thing that I intuited, that if I come without an intention, like we're always supposed to come with an intention. I was like, but I don't always have an intention. I was dancing all the time. I don't always know what my intention is when I'm dancing. So I just was like, let's just enjoy moving through the lower chakras. Just enjoy the base and the sacral and the solar plexus and feel it merge together in the heart. And don't think about anything. Just enjoy what that's feeling like in my body. Just enjoy the dance. Inevitably, by the time I'd gone through those first four chakras and I was in the dance of the throat chakra, the fifth chakra, I would suddenly give voice to something I wanted. It would just inevitably come up in the dance.
It was just like blurred out?
It would blurt out of me.
Give an example?
Well, our friend Allie, mm-hmm. when I was first getting to know her, I blurted out, I would like to ask her, I barely knew her. I was like, I would like to ask her to go on a camping trip with me to Yellowstone. And then when it rose up in the intuition into the sixth chakra, the third eye, I saw myself telling her at the coffee shop and how it would go down and what we would do and how the weekend would go. Then I felt at peace with it in the crown chakra. Sure enough, I asked her without telling her about this dance. She said, yes, we had the weekend exactly like I saw it. I told her about it. She wasn't that surprised, but I told her about it and it went exactly like that. I've seen weekends with my child that way. I've had all kinds of interesting things develop out of me. In a what I call magic. And it's, to me, it's Marco's sex magic, but through the movement practice. Mm-hmm. So we talk about the three keys of breath, movement, and sound. And this is a movement practice that can move energy. And I think move sexual energy in a way. And you don't have to be having sex to be doing it. So when I say sexual energy, I don't necessarily mean play with your genitals or do any of that stuff. I mean sex in a much broader sense, where the energy from those sex organs is coming from and moving through our body. So it's an intimacy practice for me doing chakra work in general, because I know myself better. But it also, I think, it's a tantric sexual practice that is helping, it, for me, has helped move sexual energy. Now, chakra dance is not marketed as a sex, you know, sexual energy practice at all.
So do the majority of the people, do they say chakra or do they say chakra dance?
Most people say chakra, and she calls it, Natalie calls it chakra dance.
Yeah. I wonder.
In an Australian accent.
Oh, yeah. Somehow that makes it better. I love Australian accents.
Yeah. But I've shared this, and people thought that's really cool.
Yeah.
Even though it's a little out there, it's not what you're learning in chakra dance. But if you work with me and I'm doing intimacy work, of course I'm going to make these illusions and suggest and open these things up and make these connections. So we're going to be doing, for intimacy work, not necessarily sexual, you don't have to be doing sex magic at our workshop, but we're going to be doing some chakra dance because I think it'll be a beautiful movement practice to help get yourself more in touch with yourself. It'll be one of the many things we do that weekend.
Yay!
Anything else on chakras? I know we're over chakras. Our normal time.
But it's okay. We have a few episodes that are just like a few minutes over.
Yeah.
Do you feel complete? Do you feel like you...
It was a lot to get out. Yeah. I feel like I did talk a lot, but you knew that this would be an episode I talked a lot.
Yeah.
Really using my throat chakra quite well.
Using the throat chakra.
So After hearing this, does it make you more excited to be doing chakra work or work with me?
Yes. Your perspective always changes mine.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little dose of estrogen, too.
I probably need to chakra dance to work that out.
It's nice to have tools, people.
Yeah.
Have tools.
So it's a tool.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in doing chakra dance, I'm open to it. I can do one-on-ones or two-on-twos, or if we want to put a class together.
A whole dang.
We can do it. So
chakra dance, flash mob.
There's even an online thing, but I'm not that interested in doing the online thing right now.
Yeah.
That I'm allowed to do. Mm-hmm. And not run afoul of the chakra dance world. All right, that's it, I guess. She's giving me the puckered lips.
No, if you're complete. Tell me if you're complete.
Are you complete?
I'm complete.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.